All right. Well, I am here this afternoon with Jim Dominic. How are you doing, Jim Dominic?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. You have been working tirelessly on this project, I guess, for over a year now, haven't you, for redoing the front of the Veterans Center?
That's correct. We've been working on this, and we have a we've gotten our 501C, we've gotten our bylaws, we have our offices established, and we've been working very diligently toward this exterior memorial plaza, and we're very excited about where it is.
You know, I think it's something that really will make a statement where we stand in Greenwood towards our veterans here.
Well, the primary purpose is to show honor to the veterans who have served and to bring honor to them and a place of recognition. And we're just excited about this proposed plan.
Sure. Well, I think it's more than proposed, right? We already have the big eagle underway, don't you?
That's correct. We're working toward that, and we're excited about that. We've selected it. We've worked with Keystone Memorial Incorporated, who is our primary granite, and these are granite pavers. They're not they're granite pavers, not anything less, and they should have a very, very long life. And we're excited about the company that we're doing business with.
Sure, and they're right up the road from us.
They're right down the road, just less than an hour away in Elberton, Georgia, and they're a worldwide granite company.
Sure. And you know, the eagle, though, is what I am so excited about because it's going to be from the city of Greenwood and from the county of Greenwood came together and made that a real statement as being from all the people in the county and the city.
I think that's so exciting that the two municipalities are working together toward making that happen, and it's just a real good indication of the cooperation between the two municipalities and their managers.
Sure. And of course, now this eagle, just to give us an idea, how big is the eagle, Jim? How tall is it? Is it 20 feet tall? It's huge, isn't it?
It is huge. It has a
We're not
base.
talking about a little 5 foot eagle here.
No, it's it will be the base and all is it will be a large eagle. I don't have the specific dimensions of it, but it the eagle itself would be somewhat like the size of a perhaps a refrigerator. It's a very large the eagle itself, but it will also be sitting on a large base, and then that base will have the wording at the bottom for the wording that bring in honor to the veterans.
Yeah, so I mean, if it's the size of a refrigerator now, and then it's going to be sitting on top of a granite base, that thing is going to be like a beacon here.
It should be a very large something that would bring that would be certainly visible coming down Main Street.
Sure.
And with the lighting, it would be a highlight.
Absolutely. So, and of course, so that's the first, I guess we could say, kingpin piece that's going to
That's
go
phase
in.
one, yes.
Yes. And then, of course, you've got people have the possibility of doing benches and other monuments.
The primary thing that most individuals will be doing will be the pavers themselves. And those pavers are priced at $150 for a 4-inch by 8-inch by 2-inch, and that's a 16 carat per line, three lines, and that's $150. And the second option is a $500 four line, and that's a 24-inch by 12-inch by 2-inch, 16 carat per line, four lines. And then the $750 one that many have purchased is a 24-inch by 24-inch by 2-inch. That is six lines that will take 12 characters per line, so or a logo at the bottom. So these are the three items that many individuals will be purchasing, and then obviously corporations can go on and have a larger size benches or panels anywhere from $1,550 up to $14,995.
Well, wide range then, right?
It's a wide range. Gives a corporation or a company or even individuals quite an opportunity for a variety of options.
Now, how is this working? How what has been the response from those businesses and that you've talked to and everything?
Well, the response has been very good. The primary response has been from individuals because that's who the bulk of the funds have been coming from. But we have sold some larger size, not anything real large, but we have had some success there. The primary success, though, has been with the three sizes that I just mentioned a moment ago. And that is what most individuals, when they contact us, and that's what they're interested in.
Sure. And that would be to honor a veteran?
That would be to honor a veteran. That's correct. And it would be a veteran that has had an honorable discharge and obviously we were asking for DD Form 214s, which are their service
records
and showing that they've served honorably. But we're excited about what has taken place thus far.
Sure. But it's a huge project.
It's a very large project, and it's taken time. There's an awful lot of administrative and logistics that has to take place, and we're have been working very diligent. Our board has been working very diligent toward getting all of the different administrative and logistics activities taken place, and we're just progressing along.
Sure. What type of time frame are you thinking? Like, when are you thinking that the Eagle, because I understand the Eagle is already being made over there.
The Eagle has been...
Eagle has flown?
Houston, we have a liftoff.
Exactly.
The time frame for it is all monetary driven, but we are hoping to break ground and get phase one started in this calendar year.
This calendar year. So phase one is the Big Eagle, right?
Phase one is the Big Eagle.
You know, I think when the Eagle goes in, people are really going to start to see that, number one, that this is serious and it is going to get done.
I think we've recognized that once that gets started, we feel very confident that people will know that this is a project that everyone is serious about, and things hopefully will move out smartly after that. We're very excited about getting that done.
Now, you had to get all these plans and everything drawn up, and you had to do renderings and everything to make this so something that people could see. And when people see this, what's been the response?
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. Matter of fact, we have a new web page that that they could go to and see that is www.greenwoodvetsmemorial.org. That's our website, and that is a excellent means by which an individual could go to and see all of what is taking place and see all of the prerequisites and see how we're set up, see our bylaws, see our board members, see the different activity that has been taking place, and it's an excellent way for the general population to see what's going on.
You know, when you talk about the Greenwood Veterans Center and you talk about the Hall of Heroes Museum, that new plaque that has been added courtesy of the Knights of Columbus, you just dedicated that, a week or 10 days ago on a Saturday. That's pretty awesome right there.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. We really appreciate what the Knights of Columbus have done. And as you know, the Knights of Columbus are a Catholic fraternal order and a fraternal benefit society, and the local unit, the Knights of Columbus John Paul II Assembly 3100, is the organization here that presented this large marble plaque, and we're just so appreciative to them for what they did, and it certainly is right in the middle of where the Hall of Hero photos are, and it's will be a magnificent perpetual indication of what they did.
Sure. And just when we look at the museum, where they started and where they are now, I mean, there is a lot of stuff in the museum now.
I think the biggest thing about the museum is it is just progressing so beautifully. There's so many artifacts, so many uniforms, etc. Mr. Terry Weeks and Mr. Fred Malone and Mr. John Hayes down there have just been working very diligently to get that done and getting it in motion. And incidentally, the museum is open on Wednesdays from 1 to 5, and it's open every third Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 also, and then any other special times. Mm-hmm. But we're just very excited about how the museum, and very pleased with what's taken place inside of that. And I think anyone that has not been down to see that, we would certainly encourage them to bring a classroom or come down and...
Well, and if you have been there when it first started compared to now, there is no comparison, is there?
There's absolutely no comparison at all. It's that Mr. Kerry Bolt has done a fantastic job, and in orchestrating the build up of that that facility, because it was a facility that the county actually, I think, was.
But it was preparing to be demolished.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It was going to be demolished, perhaps, and it's just been turned into a wonderful facility now that all of us can be very proud of.
It's hard to remember that it was a library, isn't it?
It's hard to remember that, and fortunately, we do have photos of a lot of the renovation that that was taking place, and when one sees that, they very much appreciate. The progress that is there now.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, wouldn't you say?
Amen.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, this will be what will set apart our whole Veterans Center. I think in South Carolina, it is a very unique establishment to begin with. In fact, it's going to be one of the largest in the state, and will be quite a draw to bring people who appreciate veterans and appreciate our history and everything, will love coming to Greenwood to check out.
Absolutely. I think this will be a number one drawing card. I think the city and county will be very pleased with how this materializes and the drawing card that it will bring.
Sure. So as this progresses, I know that you are working very, very hard. Why did you take this on, Jim Dominick? This is a huge project. Why did you take it on here? I'm just impressed that you've been working so hard on this.
Well, actually, several years ago, Mr. Kerry Bolt asked myself and asked me and several others if we would look into seeing about this. And we, at that time, knew it was a project that would be worthwhile and bring honor to the veterans, but it certainly is a project that numerous individuals are working toward, and I'm so happy that we have a board that is very diligent, that is innovative and showing the initiative to do this, and I'm so happy for all of the volunteers that have given numerous hours toward this. But it's a project that we are very thankful for. Our nation is we're very blessed. I'm very blessed, and we are very blessed to live in a nation that currently is free, and I hope that it remains that way. And there have been so many veterans that have paid the ultimate price, and this is just one more way to show honoring recognition to those.
You know, Jim, there's some discussion that when a vet signs up to go in the military, that it's just a job. What do you say about that?
I don't know of any vet that I know, any young man or woman that signs up today, that looks at it as just a job. It is certainly a career that is certainly can bring danger. It's a career that can be so rewarding, and it's a career that one can feel extremely honored by. But I know of no one that looks at it, any young person that I've talked with or dealt with in the last number of years, that looks at this as just a job. I don't think they would be happy if that was the sole motivation for them serving their country.
I understand, but there has been discussion about whether the military should get any special treatment because it is a job that they sign up for, and I wanted to get your opinion. I, too, feel that it is very much an honorable career. You put your life on your line for your country, so you should have some of the benefits that are being bestowed on our veterans, and a veteran center like this certainly goes out and honors all.
Well, as a matter of statistics, I think from what I have read, veterans are held in the highest esteem over most any other profession currently.
Currently, sure. I mean, I just, for those that say, you know, why should the veterans get this? I mean, there is discussion about that. I wanted to bring it up, talking to a veteran and talking about something as important as this is to talk about. I think it is something to think about. Would you want to put your life on the line for your country? They do, and they deserve every bit of our respect and kudos for doing the things that they do for us.
Absolutely. I think that these young men and women today know that they're going to have a relatively short time in training, and then their skills are going to be asked to be laid on the line, and we only need to salute them.
Sure, absolutely. And of course, as we progress on this monument, I know it's going to bring a lot of good memories, a lot of sad memories, but memories still that will come forth because of what is being done here in Greenwood. And it'll be a way to remember people throughout our history here. The beauty of this is this can be done for somebody, for your great granddad. I mean, it doesn't have to be a current veteran. It can be from the past, somebody that you wanted a place to be able to remember.
Absolutely. Are even asking those individuals who have had relatives that have served in any war, regardless of how far back, and they've got documentation toward that, and World War One, World War Two, even back prior to that, it is a way to honor all veterans who have served.
Sure, it's like the Vietnam War. You know, it honors all the veterans that were killed in service in Vietnam. These are things that are important to remember. And I think sometimes we think it's not as important to remember. But I think, you know, if it does become something to remember, and it is something that our community can be proud of.
Very much so.
So I certainly hope that you will check out that website that you are talking about, Jim. What's the name of that website? Greenwood.
That's www.greenwoodvetsmemorial.org. And that website, I encourage everyone to go to that and take an opportunity to look at it.
Now, if somebody wants to get in contact with you about seeing the forms or talking about doing something, what do they do?
Basically, all they need to do is call the Veterans Affairs Office, which is telephone number 942-8530, and we have the forms there, or they can get in touch with me personally, and I'll be more than happy to assist that. But we have the forms down at the Veterans Affairs Office, and we'd be more than happy to talk with anyone and show them. And we also have different size the three different size options that are there that they can physically see and know what that looks like and physically put their hands on it and know the durability of these plaques that are made out of granite that will be
well,
there.
Granite will last even longer than a brick, won't it?
Absolutely. That's the reason the board decided to go with granite. And that's the reason, you know, if you go to any cemetery, you can see granite wording there that is 100, 150 years old,
You can still read
that
it.
That is still legible, and that's what we want, and we want this to be a memorial plaza that will be
stand
for a very, very long time.
Stand the test of time.
Amen.
Yes. So if you would like to get involved, if you'd like to see about what it's going to take to do something, go ahead and make a plan. Don't wait. I mean, like Jim said, it is monetary driven. So the more money that comes in, the faster they can get all this done. I know you're looking forward to getting the Great Eagle. There you go, the Great Eagle right here in Greenwood,
right.
Down there at the memorial. Maybe we'll have it in by Veterans Day.
That would be a nice
time to have it, wouldn't it? Yeah. That would be pretty fabulous. And then, of course, now just for people to know, the Eagle goes in, and then will you start doing the pavers?
Actually, the Eagle goes in, and then we have two other sections that go. And the pavers, we can start making... Keystone will start producing the pavers, but they will not necessarily be in immediately after the Eagle.
Okay. So will all the pavers go in at the same time, or will you do them in groups?
No, they will be doing in groups because, obviously, there's a large area for pavers
there. There's a really large area for pavers out there.
That's right. So there's a very large area for pavers, and they would be doing in groups, and as we get... X amount, then they will be manufactured, and then the manufacturer will come over and place those. So it's a step-by-step. It's a methodical method of construction, and we're excited about it.
You know, Jim, when you and the group started working on this, did you think you would come up with such a fantastic plan?
We certainly had no idea that it would be as fantastic as we think it's going to be. We wanted it to be, and we were very diligent about researching. And we when we talked to Keystone Memorial, and they brought back the plans that they had drawn up, we were just so impressed with what they had done that we just felt as if that was a battery charge, that we needed to work even harder and be more diligent toward getting this project implemented, because they brought back three different options that were absolutely all were wonderful options, and the board of directors selected one, and we were just very, very pleased to have seen what we saw.
Sure. Now, one of the ways, of course, to get some of these particularly bigger projects would be able to see if there's any grant money out there to do some of this. And I guess that's going to be a next project, is trying to find some grants that would be helpful in getting this done.
That's correct.
So I was just going to put out there, if there's anybody that likes to research grants and everything, y'all could use some help with that, couldn't
you? We'd appreciate very much anyone that was expert in that area or would like to work toward that. And we are, that's an area that certainly is a viable area.
Sure. I was just thinking that, you know, you may have somebody there that's sitting there going, you know, I used to work grants in my previous job. I used to do this type of thing. And it really is a talent, isn't it, to find some of this grant money that can help do some of the bigger projects.
It was very time consuming.
Yeah. So if you have any background in doing grants and would like to help out the Greenwood Vets Memorial, they certainly could use your talents at helping do this. And, of course, if you would like to build a or have a memorial to someone that served in the military, in your family, close friend, somebody that you just want to be memorialized, hey, all you got to do is go to greenwoodvetsmemorial.org to check out the website. Or you can give them a call down there at the Veterans Center, 942-8530. That's 942-8530. You know, we all talk about honoring our vets. I think it's time to put some dollars where our mouth is and start helping get this program going. And I do want to say a big kudos to the county and the city for coming together to get the ball really rolling with the Big Eagle. I think that's a real statement from our two governments, don't you?
I think it's a fantastic statement. We're so thankful and blessed for what they have been willing to do.
Sure. In fact, the county, we got to give a little kudos to the county for all the help that they have given on getting the building back to some of its glory too. I mean, there's been a lot of sweat equity put in there, but also the county has put some dollars in to get some things
absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely. They have, and we're just so blessed and thankful for what they've done and for what that the status that it currently is versus the status that it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, don't realize all the organizations that meet there. I mean, there are, I think half a dozen different organizations.
The facility is open to any military organization that desires to meet, and there are quite a few that do take advantage of that. And we have the facilities that are downstairs and upstairs, but it's a building that has so many amenities that could be used and optimized even better.
Sure. And don't forget about going by and checking out the museum. If you came when it first opened and you haven't been back, boy, are they in for a surprise.
I think they will be so impressed with what's going on and what has been developed that they will be shocked. And we're so pleasantly happy for that.
Sure. And of course, Wall of Hall of Heroes, all the photographs that are up there now, and as each year more and more are added, it really is exciting to honor all of those that have served our country.
It's a great honor.
It is a great honor. And we need to thank you, Jim Dominick, for your service to our country. And you were a Hall of Heroes 2012, wasn't it? Honoree.
Yes, ma'am.
And we appreciate your service very much, Jim Dominick.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for doing all the things that you do to make this project come together. But now it's time for you to get involved. 942-8530. Think about that family member that you would like to honor. Think about someone who maybe was a friend that you would like to honor. But help out. Let's get this project rolling so that when the Big Eagle goes up, maybe we can get some of those pavers in the ground, too. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome. And I want to thank you so much, and WCRS and 1450 and your show for allowing us to come this afternoon and talk and spread the word even greater about the Veterans Hall of Heroes Memorial Plaza.
Absolutely. Go to greenwoodvetsmemorial.org for more information. Want to get some more information, want to get information about getting a plaque, give them a call, 942-8530. That's 942-8530. Thank you so much, Jim Dominick.
Thank you, Ann.
All righty. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.